So the main music record shop in Malvern was at the bottom of Church Street. It was called Oxley's. And it was one of those places where in the day you could go in and ask them to, before you bought a record, play the record, and you'd go into a little booth and put your headphones on and listen to the record and decide whether you wanted to buy it or not. And occasionally they got fed up with people who would just keep saying, oh, I think I might like this one, I might like this one, and kept playing the records in the booths over and over till they got fed up with them and said, no, you've heard enough now, bugger off, sort of thing.
Oxley's, which was in Malvern, which was the, to me, the main record shop, Omar Oxley, lovely little lady. She always used to sit and you go downstairs, and she always used to have a fag in her mouth. And because I used to get on quite well with her. I say, what's hot today then? You just go in and ask, you know, and say, go and have a look at through those sort of thing. And of course, he'd go in the booth. I was in the booth for hours and hours and come out paying whatever it was on the time, like, you know, a bit of Dal Shannon or whatever it was, you know, and things like that. But yeah, Oxley's was the mainstay for me. You know, great little shop.
Malvern Music and, oh, what was the name of the record shop opposite the, it was opposite the Beecham Hotel. I can't remember the name of that one. It's not there anymore, but I do remember that. Yeah, the name has gone straight out of my head. But yeah, certainly Malvern Music. I'd buy music from there. Fernside's bookshop, an art shop, was also a very good place to pick up records. They sold second-hand records, and you could sell records to them and buy records from Ian Fernside. So I used to pick up records from there. And obviously Woolworths was a great place to buy records. Woolworths and Smiths, of course, had proper record departments then. And that's where I would get records, and later on cassettes. We had a small cassette player, which I shared with my sister. And I started buying cassettes quite early on as well. But I never had enough music. You're always borrowing it off friends. I think at Malvern Library at one point opened a record library that you could borrow records. I remember borrowing records then, but you were always swapping them with your friends. Yeah, so I'm still buying records now that I wished I could have bought at the time.
I had a record stall. I think I started off selling sort of posters and badges, and then I went into selling records. This was primarily when the sort of punk thing started, because you couldn't get quite a lot of these records locally. So I had an account with Rough Trade, and I used to get all the independent records, also quite a lot of reggae, which I was really into at the time and still am. And I remember that some people used to, during the course of the evening, they'd buy their records, and they were bagged up, and they'd collect them at the end. And invariably there was a huge great sort of crush at the end, where, you know, people would be jostling to buy records and collect records. And a lot of the money used to be sopping wet. The notes were all wet and sticky, and the coins were covered in sweat. And all this stuff used to be dropped into a plastic sort of singles box for carrying singles around. That was the till. And I can remember my mum was always very keen on going through that, counting it out to figure out, you know, how much was in there. So she always did that for me.